On Franklin and Marshall College Week, online classes can be a boon to those trying to learn a new language. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jessica Cox, associate professor of Spanish and linguistics, discusses the barriers some have to logging in virtually.
Previous research shows that higher proficiency in the dominant language of an area is related to better healthcare and employment outcomes. Also, while many activities increasingly happen online, the internet is less accessible to under-resourced groups like people with lower incomes. Because of the potential effects of this disparity during the COVID-19 pandemic, we asked multilingual adults their preferences for and potential barriers to participating in online English classes. Translators and interpreters made our survey available in 13 languages plus English. 61 adults in Lancaster County who reported 16 different first languages and English proficiency ranging from functionally none to intermediate took the survey between September 2020 and June 2021. Participants most preferred using a smartphone app on their own, completing exercises on paper, and classes on how to use different technologies. Video conferencing was less preferred, although still of interest. Time and reliable access to internet connections and devices were the most frequently reported barriers to taking an online class, which may be why many participants preferred individual work and less technologically demanding modes of instruction. 15% of respondents didn't expect any barriers to taking an online class, and about two-thirds were interested in online class after the pandemic ends. Overall, teaching digital literacies in English classes for adults may be productive if students have reliable internet connections and devices. Online class may lower obstacles to attending in person, like transportation, and thus may increase opportunities for participation, which in turn may have additional positive impacts on the well-being of multilingual adults and their communities.
That was Jessica Cox of Franklin and Marshall College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.